The Shenandoah Community School District approves the addition of eSports to the 26-27 school year. Dr. Carrie Nelson, superintendent, tells KCSI more.
Approve addition of eSports for the 26-27 school year and accept a private donation of $5,000 to start the program. Tell me about the discussion and action there.
Now, this is more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
This really is. We have talked about adding eSports as a school system for a number of years. And every time we've looked at it, we start looking at the cost and start considering how many students might potentially be interested. And it always remains on our radar, but we've never agreed to move forward. We had a gentleman step forward, Dean Heidemann, who made a nice donation for us to get the program started. It will not pay for all of the costs of the startup, but it most certainly makes a dent in the overall cost of starting up the program. Esports is actually competitive gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people might wonder how that fits into schools or how that fits into sports. But there is an actual Iowa High School eSports Association, and it is sanctioned. And it occurs all across our state and really all across the nation,
mm-hmm.
Where students compete through gaming. There are state competitions, and they do really neat things with this. It's amazing to see, you know, the different schools that are all involved across the state. You might think, well, where, you know, is this just in the urban areas or where is it? I believe AHSTW has eSports, Glenwood, my former district, South Tama, and many others across the state do as well. So we're excited to join the league of schools that have eSports.
It's a pretty exciting and growing sport, Dr. Nelson. Certainly popular, that's for sure.
It is, you know, and it's one of those that you think about and you're like, is this something I would want to do? Or, I don't know about that part, but what I do know is it's a great opportunity for students who are interested in gaming to do something productive with it,
mm-hmm.
and to connect to school.
You betcha.
And that's the key. It's a piece that can connect them to school and keep them more engaged in the school learning environment.
Very
so
cool.
We're looking forward to it. And again, we had a nice donation that made that possible. So I have to give thanks and appreciation to Mr. Heidemann. He's new to our community and just really wanted to see some good things happen.
Very cool. Up and running for the 26-27 school year.
Correct.
All right. That was approved unanimously.
It was.
Shenandoah Community School District Superintendent Dr. Carrie Nelson talking with KCSI KOAK Radio following the regular meeting of their board of directors on Monday, February 9th, about the approval of eSports for the 26-27 school year.